Then, next.
Yeah, one more question I have about... now, at the present, different kinds of devotees, they're writing either their tikkas, commentaries, explanations, so they're producing a lot of books. And it is not just the books of the disciples of Srila Prabhupada, but already the disciples of Srila Prabhupada are writing. And Prabhupada, from one side, he's saying that we are writing Sampradaya, and the heritage of our Sampradayas are the books, and devotees, my disciples, should write books. They should not be dull-headed. From another side, Prabhupada is saying that the books should be written by self-realized persons. So I'm just trying to understand who is really qualified to write books.
Well, devotees who have authorization from their spiritual masters, confirmation for Vaishnavas, yes, self-realized, I take in the context of Prabhupada's essay, Prabhupada's urgency for spreading Krishna consciousness, and his instruction on how he wants everyone should write, that those devotees who strictly follow regulated principles, chant 16 rounds, good standing in Krishna consciousness, that's what it means. Same familiar qualification, not extraordinary, but just that basic qualification should be there. And then it will not necessarily, and they should write according to their realization, according to what they've heard. There may be mistakes in what they write. Goswami, Srinath Chakravarti, everyone makes those types of expressions that many, many Vaishnavas do that, which, and perfected Vaishnavas, which once again is, it's not just a act of humility, but it also just says that you can write and make mistakes. To light, they should be corrected. But in the beginning of Bhagavatam, same thing. People may see it like that. There's no mistakes in Bhagavatam. Even if one thinks that there are, still, devotees will take the essence. There's as much onus on hearers as there is on speakers. Not as much, but there is also. So devotees need to be able to discriminate. They need to be able to discriminate between Acharya's books and Prabhupada's books and others. They may be one, but there's also going to be difference. And if they read something, then they should be able to, that they find is not necessarily in line, they should be able to put that to the side, and still take that which is essential, which is correct. Or if they find that it causes them disturbance, then they shouldn't. They'll be, I know, I don't know for which book, one of my books, someone, one disciple wrote, well, when I read these interaction between Radha and Krishna, it just reminds me of some teenage boys and girls. Says that I like it better. I like better just to hear philosophy. Yeah, then you shouldn't read. If someone gets the wrong impression, or they should read those things which help their faith, increase their faith, develop their bhav. There's also an onus on, it's called adhikar. Readers have an adhikar, authors have an adhikar. Readers should read according to their level of advancement, or just what helps them come up to the next stage. And authors should also write according to what they really understand. Es kept a virág fűzérben, one a pár virág fűzérben, one volt itt.
Nekik is van a bőrén
díszítő,
sok fehér. Ez. Mit kezükbe?
Ez.
Az a sárga, igen, az a bőr a
nah, but that's extra.
Free of sex desire.
So that's the ideal, but we need to preach. We need to spread Krishna consciousness. So at least one should be free of gross inebrieties, and should be striving for the standard and agree with the standard. We need preachers. We can't just wait to become self-realized to give Krishna consciousness to others. So the different ways of giving Krishna consciousness to others, including being guru. So who should be guru? Prabhupada said usually spiritual. spiritual master is an eternal associate of Krishna, the infinite spiritual. Prabhupada is that. That's our faith. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is so on. But if we're not, if that's all, and there aren't such personalities, or if they order that others should also spread Krishna consciousness, then others have to take it up. That's what Prabhupada also said. All right. Just follow those. Be a strict follower. And if you follow strictly, then that'll be your qualification. So generally that should be our approach. To write, to preach, to give class, to be guru. We should strictly follow our predecessors. And that way we'll come to the higher